It was World War I. It was Christmas Eve. The German and British soldiers were dug in just hundreds of yards apart. But it turned out to be much more than just another tense and violent night on the battlefield. There'd been so many of those. It actually began when one German soldier began singing Silent Night from his trench. Pretty soon he was joined in German by many more of his fellow soldiers. And amazingly, the voices of hundreds of British soldiers began to join in the carol from their trenches, sung in two languages, same carol. Now that has to have been a moment those soldiers never forgot. Just think, opposing armies singing Sleep in Heavenly Peace in the middle of a battlefield. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft on this day before Christmas, and I want to have a word with you today about battlefield peace. It's good to remember this season that we celebrate Jesus' birth. I mean, no one has the power to bring peace in the midst of a battle like Jesus does. And that hope seems more important than ever in our world right now, a world that is feeling, well, more and more like a battlefield. Not to mention the unsettling battles in our own personal lives. You know, those battles which sometimes are actually amplified by the joy of the Christmas season, that strained relationship, that broken relationship, your loneliness, your uncertainties about the future, or just that gnawing emptiness on the inside that makes us feel like an attractively wrapped present with not much inside. For some of us, not even Christmas can tame the battlefield in our heart. Of course, peace is a part of the promise of Christmas. The angels who announced Jesus' birth said he would make possible peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests. It wasn't so much political peace they were talking about. It was personal peace, inner peace, the kind that has eluded some of us for a long time. It's a peace you might be very ready for. And wouldn't it be incredible if you could finally begin to experience that peace here on the eve of Christmas? The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2, 13 and 14, which is our word for today from the Word of God, that peace is actually a person. God says we were, here we go, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace. See, I think that peace is actually the bringing together of you and me with the God we're away from. All of our running our own life, all the wrong things we've done that have left us away from the God whose love we were made for. So there's never really any inner peace until we let Jesus bring us home to God. Now, it took Jesus dying on the cross to pay for all our sin. But because he did, he made it possible for your war with God to end, for you to finally experience that awesome feeling of knowing that you are at peace with your God. If you've never actually placed your life in the hands of this Jesus, here on the eve of the day we celebrate his birth, this would be a wonderful time to open the door of your heart to him. Tell him right now, I want to belong to you, Jesus. I resign running my own life. I turn from the wrong and sinful and self-centered choices I've been making. I believe you died for those sins. And I believe you walked out of your grave under your own power. And that you're alive today, so you can save me today. Now, as we celebrate your coming into this world, Jesus, I celebrate your coming into my life this very day. Wow. Boy, let that happen today. Go to our website. If you have questions, if you want more guidance, if you want to see exactly what the Bible says about this relationship, go to anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. From this day on, you can have that heavenly peace on that battlefield in your heart and have a very special Christmas.